experiences. Possibly more than any other writer here, Isabel Carmody takes rules and consequences to their limit with her mathematical tale of unbinding, while Frances Harding builds magical bridges that take their builder and her passengers to their destinations, but at a price, just as Nina Kariki Hoffman does in The Strange World of Twins. Ellen Klages gives us a glimpse into the behind-the-scenes lives of stage magicians, while Justina Robson takes magic and politics and shows us both must follow inevitable rules. Christopher Rao turns a tale on the clauses and subclauses of the written word, while Robert Shearman steps through the searing stages of grief. Karen Tidbeck, Genevieve Valentine, K.J. Parker, and Caron Warren take their turns as well, and Garth Nix's ragged pair, Sir Hereward, and Mr. Fitz look to enforce the rules of magic in one of their most thrilling adventures. When the time came to sit down to do a follow-up book to my first Solaris book of fantasy, Fearsome Journeys, I didn't expect to end up delivering a book that so thoroughly weighed and assessed, or indeed turned on magic. I hadn't, in truth, intended to use a consistent series title like Fearsome This or Fearsome That. Instead, I thought I might do a book called simply The New Solaris Book of Fantasy, Volume 2. Instead, wiser heads prevailed. My editor, the sensible and intelligent Jonathan Oliver, suggested the book should have a title that echoed Fearsome Journeys, and it didn't take long for Fearsome Magics to emerge as the title of the book. That seems to have inspired writers who have turned in a series of sometimes dark and sometimes frightening, though often humorous and adventurous stories that explore just how fearsome magic can be. As always, I would like to thank each and every one of the contributors who have stories in the book you now hold. Some were there when the project was hatched, and some came on board in the days just before the project was complete. I'd also like to thank the writers who, for whatever reason, fell by the wayside. There are many reasons this happens, but I am always grateful to them for trying to be part of the book. Next time, my thanks to John Oliver and the Solaris team, to my agent Howard Morheim, and my wife Mary Ann, and daughters Jessica and Sophie. I hope that you, as you journey through these pages, find yourselves thrilled, entertained, disturbed, and moved. That is what magic, fearsome or not, can do. And above all, I hope we get to take this magical journey once more soon. Jonathan Strawn, Perth, Western Australia, May 2014.
The Dunn Letter, Christopher Rowe. The juniper bushes in front of the house had grown so high and wild they almost concealed the gray clapboard walls and even the sagging, leaf-choked gutters. The screen window on the storm door had rents in it, and the door itself was held open by half a crumbling cinder block. The cement porch had been painted red once, a long time ago. It was the kind of house, Tansy thought, that other kids bet each other to spend the night in. It looked abandoned and haunted. She fumbled her keys out of her knockoff Michael Kors purse and opened the front door, calling for her grandmother as she went.
"Who's that?" came the answer.
Her grandmother's voice was trembling and hoarse, as always. Frightened, as often. Tansy turned down the volume on the television, tuned to a religious channel and blaring as loud as the old set speaker could manage. Her grandmother sat in the same place Tansy had left her before leaving for school that morning, not facing the television, but sitting to one side, so that her good ear...